Okay. I just wanted to make one perhaps suggestion. If you're thinking things through, I know I had already mentioned this to Tzvi about the Seder and the Ramban, that if we remember, the Ramban on Daf Ayin said, you can't do Taninan of Hechzarti if you wouldn't do Taninan of Nensu, because if Nafalai so, Nafalabinyan. Yet the Ramban here says, you can do Taninan of, you can do Taninan of Kanisi, Migu de Hachasha, even though the guy's actually in court, right? The Lokeach can't Taina Hachasha anymore because he already had Odas Baldin. And it does bother him. So basically, he looks at the Taninan of the Lokeach and the Ayin and says, if we can't Taninan Nensu, we can't Taninan Hechzarti, but he looks at the Mocher on Daf Lamed and says, the Mocher could have said, La'adam Hachasha, he could say, we can Taninan for him, Kinyan. And see, so had his answer. And after thinking about it, I thought the other thing I said to you originally might be true. It could be that the Ramban is just neither of our models. It's not that we're putting a, it's not that we're viewing, it's not that we're imagining what the Mocher would do if he was in court. And it's not that we're putting a tiny in the hands of a Keach. Perhaps it is more of a virtual Mocher, as it were. What do I mean by that? It's not that we ask what the Mocher would say if he was in court. It's that we imagine a virtual mocher in court and give him a taina. How does that help? That in the virtual mocher in court, he has all tainas that a virtual mocher could make. But he only has tainas that we can taninan virtually. So on Daf Ayin, he can't say hefzarji migud nensu because he doesn't have a nensu, because we can't taninan nensu for this virtual mocher. But on Daf Lamed, we can say Kanisi Migu de Hachasha, because we could Tanin Hachasha for the virtual Mocher. So the Ramban's really on the Mocher side. The reason he says Nafali so Nafala Binyan is because it's not what the actual Mocher would say, it's what this virtual Mocher we're making up would say. And the virtual Mocher can only say things that we're allowed to say through Taninan, not anything the Mocher himself could have said. So maybe he is, I don't know if it's in between or Mocher with a twist. Another possible answer, I'll leave that for your consideration, and we'll go weiter to the Makoros, what we started last time, but we didn't really have a chance to get into, which was the three funny Rishonim here. You know, I'm still hoping that someone came up with a great answer. So I feel like maybe there's some Yesod here that has not been properly discovered, or maybe there isn't, because the Achronim have been working on it for 400 years, and there's nothing new to say. Which is the funny shita of the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rashbam. What is funny about the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rashbam? Let's take, how about, in this case of Daf Lamed, the idea of Migu de Hachasha, right? Migu de Hachasha, right? He could have said, it was never yours in the first place because you don't have Eidos that you're the Marakana. Right? Migu de Hachasha. So, what do all the Rishonim say? Rov Rishonim say that if he said, Amar Kami Zab Naminach, so you know, then he's Neman. Bimbigu. Let's say this. This is what I meant. What did Rav Rishonim say? Lo hichzik gimel shanim v'amar kame didi zav. What did Rav Rishonim say? Neman bimigu dehachasha. Lo Hechzek Gimel Shanim Ve Yeshlo Edim Darba HaMocher Chad. That is a machlokes re Verashba, etc. Haim Taninan lo, and tanina lo, a mocher kana, meha me'arer, v'neman, v'migu, v'hachasha. Olo. That's what we analyzed. That's what we analyzed last time. Okay. What's strange is that at the very least, everyone agrees there is such a chance as a migu da'achasha, meaning migu da'achasha is just the same as what's called in ksubos, peshas or peshater. I admit this was yours, but I bought it from you. I admit this was your father's, but I bought it from you, etc. The only machlokas is, if he says kamid yitzav ne'ach, can you use the migu da'achasha? And I would say something different, pashat. What about lo hetzeh gimel shanim? The ta'an shehu smo kana meha me'arer. This is pashtut. Dineman bimigu dehachasha. Dizehu gufo. The Mishnah. In Ksubos. That's the Mishnah in Ksubos, right? I could have said it was never yours, but I admit it was yours, I saved one for you. That goes without saying. Okay, what is strange here? Okay, this last one is not really a topic. What's strange here is the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbam, right? What's strange about the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbam? The Tosos already points out, this is the beginning of Tosos, that what do the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbam say? What are the Rif and the Rambam? They all say something. They all say this something in common. In what case, according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbam, in what case would the Machzik win? What do they all say? I will read you the Rif. Said the Rif, you know what case he would win? Only the Islaysadi Zorbi Hao Dzabna Khamine Khadyoma Vahta Yushne Khazaka. He has ate him, the other guy lived for one day, and he ate it for 3 years. Inami to Amar Kami Didizabdamine how plani does a vinta anamine vahti anashne chazaka. If he has Kami Dizabna Minach and 3 years of Khazaka, or Darbi Khadyom and 3 years of Khazaka. He only says he'll win if he has 3 years of Khazaka. The Rambam says the same thing. He says So he's a taina with his chazaka. And the Rashbam says the same thing, strangely. Give me a second, let me find it. When would he win? Aval hechzik zeh shalosh shanim v'ton miplanya zavinta d'zabna minach kami didi klo mishadati b'yur shalacha min neman migudi b'yomar anezvati minach kal z'nei chazaki inami yesh lo edim shechzu v'amokhi yom echad. Says if you have 3 years of chazaki, what do they all say? They all say that the machzik is zoche im yesh lo gimel shnei chazaka. Vetoing kami didi zabna minach o yesh lo gimel shnei chazaka ve'edos v'darbe ihu, meaning darbe hamocher, make that clear, chad yoha. What's the deal? The deal is that without gimel shnei chazaka they wouldn't win. And there's no migu da'achasha. Okay, this is the very controversial part, and that's what Tosfos starts out. The beginning of Tosfos says, Perish Ben Shmuel, that if he has 3 years of chazaka and he says kami didi, or he says edim of yom echad, it would work just like no alpha and base. And he Tosfos says, that's true. Echadish edim la'arish. That's true if there was edim the ma'arish the marakam. But here there's a migu da'achasha because it says la'av komodis. Don't you admit? Right? And therefore, you don't need these things. And that's what Tosfos is. Everyone's problem with the diok. The diok is that, B'li gimel shanim, lo hayozoche agde migu derachasha. And that is the tricky part of pieceling all of the like most basic Rishonim here. Very, very, very strangely. The question is what to make of it. There are basically two or three ways to understand this, I think. There are two basic ways, I think, to understand it. One way is what the Shach says, what the Ramban says for the Rif, what the Shach says for the Rif and the Rambam and the, pretty clear he means the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbam. So, what do you do with this? Right? Basically, it's against the Mishnah Ksubas, which says you do have a Pesha Asr, but you got a Hashba, right? So, one is the Ramban, the Das HaRif. What does the Ramban say? Don't misunderstand the Rif. Right? Don't misunderstand the Rif and think you should make this deal. The Shach says, don't misunderstand the Rif and the Rambam and the Rashbam and think you can make this deal. They basically deny the deal. What do they say? They say this line in the Rishonim is not talking about the exact case of our Mishnah. Or perhaps they understood of our Gemara. They understood the case of our Gemara differently. What is the Rambam? The Rambam is probably easiest to deny. How did the Rambam start? He combines our sugya with Daf Mem Aleph. What does he say? Harish Achal Sade Zo Shana Rabbis Bama Ari Ramalo. There's only one halacha for here in Daf Mem Aleph. He starts with Achal Sade Zo Shana Rabbim Ubahama Ari Ramalo Malachal Sade Zo. Achal Sade Zo Shana Rabbim. He starts with the fact that the guy had 3 years of chazaka. He starts with the guy having a chazaka. Okay, if that's the case, he didn't say, he never mentioned a case where the guy doesn't have 3 years of chazaka. He just started with the guy having 3 years of chazaka. He didn't say you need 3 years of chazaka to win. He just started with the case of the guy having chazaka. So there's not necessarily a deal here. You could say in the Rambam, he just happened to be talking about a case of chazaka, but he didn't mean to be medayik that without the chazaka wouldn't work. Okay, that's still a little strange, but to say better, what did the Ramban really say? The Ramban says that, what do they all say? All of you three of these Rishonim, says the Rambam, afal pi she'en lazeh ma'ara edim shu shalom, even though the ma'ara doesn't have edim, he's the marakama. Sounds like he started out talking we did have edim, then says even if he doesn't have edim. What does the Rif say? Says the Rif. Give me a second. He adds the Avagav v'les l'sad the Marakam the Argilehu. Basically, they all add in the middle, even if the Ma'ara doesn't have Eidos that he was the Marakam. And even the here, it's a little trickier in the Rashbam. But what does the Shach say? He says there's no deal. Why? Because. This line in the Rishonim is talking about a case where the Ma'arer had what we call Eidei Avos, right? Or Eidos was the Marakama. That was only if he had Eidos the Marakama. But this line is only about. But they admit that if the Ma'arer didn't have Eidim, the Migu Da'achasha would work. Basically, that's the Shach says. He's very sure that, you know, Kederach HaShach, there's hardly ever a Magot who've shown him that everything. All the Rishonim agree to what he thinks is right. Says, of course, all the Rishonim agree. There is no Rishon who disagrees with the Migu Da'achasha here. That would be against a Mishnah in Ksubos. And all of them, you just have to read them a little funny. When they say this line, that if you have Gimel Shanim and Tamid Gidi, or Gimel Shanim and Darvish Hayom, you win, That means if the guy originally had Edom, he was Mar Kama. If the guy didn't have Edom with Mar Kama, then he went even without Kibbutz Shana. Okay, would work even without Gimel Shanim. Okay, Magen Mishnah, it's not so clear. The Shach reads the Magen Mishnah a little different. The Magen Mishnah sounds like he's saying, at least in the Rambam, that maybe he wants to know the Diyuk a different way. That maybe the Rambam just held like the Ri against the Rashba. And he just thought that, like, you can't have a migu da chasha, because a migu mafreya, like the Ri said, in Darbe Chadyoma. And that's why he didn't mention it at all. So I think this is probably my mission. The Magen Mishnah says that the Rambam sounds like the Ri. So maybe, you know, maybe the Kavana of the Magen Mishnah is to say that, he only admits half the deal. In the Rambam. This works better for the Rambam than for the other Rishonim. This is only going to work for the Rambam, which is that Migu de'achasha doesn't work for Eidos the Darbe Chadyoma, like the Ri, and therefore the Rambam didn't get into it. Okay, I think that's what Magen Mishnah means, even the Shach reads differently. Why did the Rambam not mention the case of Migu da'achasha without 3 years? Well, it's the whole like the Ri that it wouldn't work in Darbe Chadyoma, and he didn't want to have to start being Kibbutz, so he just didn't get into it. It's easier to say the Rambam didn't get into it because the Rambam, like, he doesn't like say, the Rambam never says, yeah, Eidos Darbe Chadyoma plus 3 years of Chazaka. Tommy D's up, then you got plus 3 years of Chazaka. Rami never says that. So therefore, you can say, for the Rift, they're from Sangel, they say you need Tommy D's up, then you got and 3 years of Chazaka. Okay, so maybe for Rami, you can say he just didn't want to get into this Migu Nachvasha, because then you'd have to be a Chalik, like to read that, this case works, but this case doesn't work, so you'd rather just not get into it. But what is the, perhaps the most Pashup Shat?
How can you not get into that? Why is he trying to avoid things passing on lines in Chazal?
Just because it's a good question. Like, if he held like a Ri, why didn't he tell us exactly what he held? You have to deal with every case. Meaning, what I mean to say is this. The Gemara never has a case. The Gemara only has a case where you lose here, not when you win. So this whole theoretical case we should have discussed. He didn't have to discuss every theoretical case, and therefore he didn't get into it. You ask why didn't Ram discuss every theoretical case? Not in the Gemara. He didn't necessarily do that. Sorry. Okay. But this is, I don't think that's the main way of denying the Diyuk is just to say all these lines are only about a case where, the guy had Eidos used the Marakama. But if he doesn't have Eidos with Marakama, then they would never have said this. However, the other option is to accept the Diyuk. Who accepts the Diyuk in the Rashbam? Which Rishon accepts the Diyuk and says for the Rashbam, there's no Migu da'chasha, even if he says, Kama didi zavni chadyoma. What? The Torah. That's the Torah.
The Torah is based on the Rosh.
Yeah. The Torah is it Mepharsh on the Rosh? Okay, don't remember. The Torah and the Beis Yosef and the Lecha Mishnah. Well, the Lecha Mishnah asked the question, right? But the Torah, the Das Rashbam, the Beis Yosef, the Das Rambam, and maybe the Itter. The Shach thinks this is what the Itter was objecting to. Right, again, we're not sure exactly what case the Itter was arguing the Rift. It doesn't make 100% clear. And Ulai Baal HaItter, the Das HaRif. This is the Shach understood the Baal HaItter this way, that one Shach. What do they say? They say, no, we accept the Diyuk. They all accept the Diyuk and say that Eino Neman Litton. Kami didi zavna minach b'migu da'achasha. Okay, the question is who's right? is there a bond, the shachrai, that you should deny this seal? And when David, when they say you need 3 years, you only need 3 years for the edus of Arkham. Or no, you need 3 years and you need another edus of Arkham. So there's no mikdash hashanah. So don't pursue this into our seal. Like the tour and the beis yosef. Again, if you didn't say one of the records, doesn't matter. There's 2 ways you can accept the year for his ninth year. And you know, if not, I'll keep what? So who's right?
Lanius Dati. I think that each side is half right. I'm very convinced by the Ramban that we should deny the diuk in the riff. Why should we deny the diuk in the riff? Because as the Ramban points out,
first of all, why should we deny the diuk in the riff?
Because A says the
because the main point is because the riff asks, why don't you say Pasha Asper or Pesha Heter? Obviously, according to the Mitzvah, we do that Hasha. And he says, you know why? Because the guy's only a Suffolk and ain't Suffolk Yotu Di Tai Tai. Meaning, we would say Pesha Asper or Pesha Heter, we do that Hasha if the guy had a Vadai Tai. Just that's he's a Suffolk. So it implies we have a Vadai Tai, we would say it.
So in the Riff, I would tend to deny the deal. The Ramban is a good point.
The Rif is pretty clear that he does bring in the idea of Ksubas and Heshas and Heshay, which is Migdal Chasha. I could have said, who are you? You're nobody. And he says, oh, we don't say Heshas when you have a time to stop it. Sounds like in time to spot that, we would say Heshas. So sounds like in time to spot that, we would say Heshas, which is another word for Migdal Chasha. Not only that, but the Rif only says, the guy doesn't have agencies in Marakama. Like, you know, again, in this Bar Ilan printed out 8 lines down into the Sukkah. Then this day of the beginning of the Sukkah. So Clinton also discussing that. I might have agents from Markham also discussing, but he doesn't. He's taking into account both.
So I think the Ramban's right that we have to deny the Diuk in the Rif. Kachner, a leader, denied the Diuk in the Rif. I would also deny the Diuk in the Rambam. Why? Because the Rambam never explicitly discusses a case, unlike.
He doesn't say, if the guy has 3 years, then he would win. He says, let's talk about a guy who has 3 years, dot, 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 dot. So that's not necessarily such a good deal. If I said, you know what, he would win? If he had 3 years of Chazaka, he would win. That's a good deal. You need 3 years to win. The Rambam doesn't say you need 3 years to win. He says, in a case where he ate it for many, many years, here's what would happen. So it's not such a strong deal. Does that mean if he didn't eat it for so many years, it wouldn't be different? I don't know. That means that's not what he's discussing. He's not telling you what the rules are. So, Nira Lenny is Daiti, in my humble opinion. Nira Lenny is Daiti, Das Harif. Why? Because the Rif springs in Ksubas and says, we only don't say Migda Chasha if you're Safi. That's Ramban's deal. Right? Ver Rambam. For two different reasons. The Rif, because. Yeah, definitely on board. A, because the Ramban has a diuk. If it was a bada, you would say Nigudah Chasha. And B, because he's, you know, it takes him 60% of the way through the sugya until he says there's no edus from the Ma'arer. It's not like he's also discussing where there is edus from the Ma'arer. And for the Ramban, I think it's a good diuk for a different reason. But I'd say also the Ramban takes more than halfway through before he says there's no edus from the Ma'arer. Sounds like maybe he's also discussing whether he's interested in my area. And also because the Rambam never says you need 3 years. He just says if you have 3 years. Never says you need 3 years. So the Rambam never says you need 3 years. So I'm not convinced of this deal. In the Rashbam, I think it's a much stronger deal. Why? Because the Rashbam says, he says Dover Pashut, he says a little different. He says, listen, V'afagav deleke edel ma'arir, mi deka amar v'lo modestly, etc. He says there's no edus from Ma'arer because it says in our sugya, Milo commodously proving there's no edus from Ma'arer. He clearly thinks of Mukher in our sugya, there's no edus from Ma'arer. So it's a little hard to make this deal, right? This is Nerolini Yisdait, the Das Rashbam, because he says our sugya is Davka with no ages for the Ma'arer. If he says our sugya is Davka for no ages for the Ma'arer, then how can you say the next line is talking about? The Rif doesn't say our sugya is Davka, no ages for the Ma'arer. He says even if he's might be covering both grounds. right? But that's a riff for a Rambam. They could be discussing both Geish and Ein Eidos Lema'arer, meaning Eidos Bisa Marakama. But their Rishbam, he seems to be a good deal. So the Rishbam, it really seems to be the strongest deal in the Rishbam. And that's, you know, Tosfos sort of implicitly asks on him. He says, well, in our sugya, you shouldn't have written that for Rishbam, because in our sugya, there's no Eidos Lema Arkama. So the Rishbam seems strange. Why is there no Migu of Hachasha? Okay, that's basically the question I want to see who has a better answer to. Why is there no Migu of Hachasha in this case? Why in Ksubos? And also the Rishbam doesn't bring Ksubos here, unlike the Rif. I know in Daf Chas, he brought us in Shuli Navaim, but in Daf Lamin, he never brings up the word Ksubos. So what is shot in the Rashbam? Why does he not bring up a Migo of Hachasha? Meaning, why does he sort of imply that even if I have a tiny Bari, I'm only Neman if I have 3 years, I'm not Neman with a Migo of Hachasha in our case? That's what I would like to know. Anyone have an idea? Why not? Let's accept this deal. Why not? Right? Why not? Why isn't he now like the Hasha? According to Rashba. Yeah, maybe the Rama, maybe the Ramba, maybe the Rif, maybe the Rashba. In my opinion, I think it's a weak deal for the Rama and the Rif, and there's a strong deal for the Rashba. So a good question, right? You probably have Achronim talking about that. No, it's got to be in there. It's a classic Indian. Anyway, there are.
Why can't you say the Mingo B'Melko Meidi? If I was asked Baldi.
No, Mingo, what who does Baldin? He's not. He says, what who does Baldin? He says, come to Zubdaminach. He said, right, remember, who's Levi says, I saw Shimon. For you, I saw myself buying from Shimon, the tiniest bar. I know that I bought it from you fair and square because I bought it from Shimon and I saw him buy it for you. Migo, I could have said it was never yours.
Okay, I got it.
Very strange. It's very strange. The I only have, I saw two answers in the Achronim. I think it's probably more, but almost everyone says like the Prisha here. Prisha, Drisha, he says it in both parts. Right, and you did it. Almost everyone says like that, like 100 of them said like the priest. Why not? The Prisha and most Achronim say because it's a Migo against the Makamidim, against the Anan Sadi, not literally Edom, Anan Sadi slash Chazaka. What's the Anan Sadi? He says, because it's a Migo neged an Amen Sadi. What's the Amen Sadi? The Amen Sadi is that if he really bought it, he would still have a shtar. Achvi shtarach. The Migo is that if he really bought it, where's his shtar? Okay, that's what the Prisha says here. Amisha dahavali can Migo b'makom Eden, bim Cain. Who habili the minka shtaro da mocher sheish lomayim arab yado came into the fun of zovna, right?
Migu negan anen sadi, the anen sadi, the kevan, the lo hifzik bo gimel shanim hayashomer et shta et hashtar shel. Hamocher shekana me ha me'arir.
Right, basically, Achvi Shtarach, right? Remember when he said Achvi Shtarach? He says, Amigo against Edom. What's Amigo against Edom? He says, well, I've been there less than 3 years. Everyone knows if you're less than 3 years, you wouldn't throw out your shtar. You'd be careful with your shtar. Now, we're not talking about his shtar. It's an Anan Sadi. That if he's been there less than 3 years, he would have asked the mocher to give him the shtar that the mocher bought it with and saved it for 3 years. Okay. And therefore, if he doesn't have a shtar, it's Anan Sadi that he's lying. What's the case in Ksubas? Why can he say it was yours, but I bought it from you? That's a case where he claims he was there 3 years, just didn't find Eden he was there 3 years. So then there's no understanding that he's lying, because maybe he was there 3 years and lost the shtar. Okay, this is a lot of okemptus. Right? Does it state that all the Echronim agree with the Prisha? Or the Drisha?
What? The Drisha.
The Drisha Prisha, same thing.
Yeah.
And then you think of Okemta. Okemta Viksubos Shehetseg Gimel Shtanim. Aval lo matza eden al kach. Okay, it's just very dachot, right? It's very dachot. The okimta in the blank subas, does he have a migo? After all, it's a migo muck of eden. So Amin Sadi, he wouldn't have lost one at a shtar for 3 years. Saying subas, he was there 3 years, just can't find eden. So we understand why he lost the shtar. Over here, he admits he wasn't there 3 years. So he has no excuse for not losing a shtar, and if he claims I've lost a shtar, it's an anan sadi that he's lying. That is the prisha for the drisha, etc. And I saw a number of other people say this way.
Where else did you see it?
I don't know. It doesn't say. What else there? Who sounds like the drisha? Okay, Moshe. Anyway, Kitzer.
So maybe it's supposed to be discussing this.
I think he said the same thing. Anyway, this is a very dogged answer. A, you have to make a certain okimta in subas. That he claims he's there 3 years, just couldn't find Eden. Okay. But B, like, what do you mean he wouldn't have lost his shtar for living there 3 years? It's not his shtar. We're not talking the shtar that Levi bought it with. Levi's the guy who's there now. We're talking about the shtar that Shimon bought it from Reuben, saying it's an Anansadi. When he bought the field, he would have asked Shimon to give him the shtar that Shimon gave it to Reuben. He would have asked Shimon for the shtar that Shimon bought it from Reuben and held on to it. Such an Anansadi that Shimon would have given him the shtar. Maybe Shimon didn't have the shtar. Okay, it's an Anan Sadi. Shimon wouldn't have lost the shtar. It's just a big Anan Sadi. It's an Anan Sadi that Shimon wouldn't have lost the shtar, that Levi would have asked Shimon for the shtar, that Shimon would have given Levi the shtar, and that Levi wouldn't have lost it. It's a lot of Anan Sadi. It's an Anan Sadi that I would save someone else's shtar until I was there for 3 years. Not to mention that we have to assume that Shimon wasn't there for 3 years. So if Jim was there for 3 years, he would have excused losing his star, even if he didn't have Eden, he was there for 3 years. So you're making a lot of assumptions here. You're making a big Anan Sadi. Basically, Anan Sadi, if I buy a field from Aryeh, I would ask him how long he's been in the field, or check, and if it was less than 3 years, ask him for the star that he bought it with. He would give it to me, and I would not lose it for 3 years. Okay, that's a big Anan Sadi. To say someone might do that is one thing to think, but that's what the priest has to say. And you have to make an okimta in ksubas, which the doch okim in ksubas, because in ksubas it says he didn't have 3 years of chazaka. That means he couldn't find Edom on it, but he did have 3 years of chazaka. Okay, that's one answer.
We saw some of the shona previously that, in the area specifically, that maybe the third guy, like his chazaka on the land is really starting by the second guy.
Mm-hmm.
And if we would give him a migo de hachasha, this is more of a question than an answer. If we were going to say migo de hachasha, then isn't he then losing the koach to have started the chazaka agav the second guy?
It's a totally different tactic in court. Yeah, and he's using a different tactic. If you use a different tactic, you don't use that tactic. You're right. If you're using that tactic, so you're not using...
But that would be legitimate, even though he's not sufficiently explaining how he got to the land.
What do you mean? He says, he has an explanation. He just doesn't have a chazaka. Again, we're talking about his time smart, right?
Yes, because he was there. Oh, fine.
Okay. The Bach has a different explanation, which I find also very difficult. Here's my problem. Everyone's explanation is difficult. What's the Bach's explanation? I apologize for this weird... Says the Bach, he says, oh, it's a migo Malcolm Eden. What's the Eden? It's a migo against a Sveit Sveika. Okay, we don't find a lot of Sveit Sveikas in Choshen Mishpat. Sveit Sveika we usually find in Yeridea. He says, well, maybe Shimon bought it from Reuven, maybe he didn't. Maybe Levi bought it from Shimon, maybe he didn't. And therefore, it's a Sveit Sveika, Levi didn't really own it. And you can't use amigo against a Sveit Sveika. Okay. I mean, again, I am touching the Bach a little. His lashon is a little unclear, but I think what he's trying to say, and I think it's so exceedingly difficult that I don't even know why I'm putting it on the board. Says the Bach, It's a migu neged sfeik sfeika safek ha'im shimon kana me ruvein v'safek ha'im levi kana me shimon.
And that's why the migu doesn't work. He says that within the Rashbam, it seems a little strange, especially since the Rashbam and the Chlamin of Beis, the second, at the end of the second line, he says, Levi actually has the Shari brought from Shimon. So that's not a Safek. The only Safek is the Shimon brought up from Ruben. Levi still has the Shari brought from Shimon. So it seems a little strange, this Bach, not to mention the fact that I don't never heard of, like, maybe Safek has like a double Safek in something to be a what do you mean? I never heard of a Sfeik Sfeika adding two Sfeikos in Kosher Mishpat. And it doesn't work in the Rashbam. And he's saying it talk in the Rashbam. Mashgazrol, Rashbam, Pirish, etc., etc. He's saying it talk in the Rashbam. So I think it's just strange. Like, why did the Rashbam forget about the Mishnah in Ksubas all of a sudden? And on the bottom of Chatzis and Beis, you remember the Mishnah in Ksubas. And he said, well, if there's no Eidos for the Marakama, then of course, Pesha Asur, Pesha Hitter, you could say it was always my Migu da Chasha. And all of a sudden, the Flamin of Beis, he forgot all about that. You know, and the Diyuk seems to be a strong Diyuk, because he doesn't really think that in our Sugya there's any possibility that the Marakama had Eidos. So he says, Lavka Modus, aren't you Moda to me? So I don't have a great explanation for if any of these diukim are correct. I really don't have a great hesbar. I don't have a hesbar for Negev Hanatzadi. Maybe, but it would be a little strange. It's a stretch. The Bach, I find very difficult in the Rashbam. I'll just add one thing. In this small third Rashbam of the Flamin of Beis says, Va'atni Nailo Zavinta, throws in something totally unnecessary to the flow of the Sugya. Shafit Ma'yusa 29 Zavinta. Even if the machzik claimed that he bought it directly, forgot the middleman, he wouldn't win. He doesn't have a shtar chazaka, he would lose. What does he think? He's not even Naaman. When I say Pasha, he can taina that he himself bought it, but Migu Dachasha. But Shaman denies that also. He can't even claim that he himself bought it without a shtar chazaka, Migu Dachasha. And he seems to be talking about a case where the Maharer doesn't have agency from our Kama, so he made that deal from our Gemara. So, the Rashbam is, I still find the Rashbam exceedingly difficult. I don't have a great answer. Why did I waste all your time then? Because I figured someone here must have a better answer. Anyone have a good explanation why the Rashbam totally ignored the Gemara in Ksubas and the idea of Migu da Chasha, Pesh da Asur, Pesh Yitzer, and said, without 3 years, you don't get off the ground. What about the Migu da Chasha? Anyone? What?
We want to see if it's good.
Yeah, you never know what they mean here.
Who do you have there? Someone good?
I don't know who he is. I checked.
You don't know who he is? The Bnei Shmuel. All right, you know what? Even if we don't recognize the names, you never know. He explained him that Ein Zemigu Tov because the he'd rather say that he bought it from the machzik. If we ignore that last one, then maybe you explain it based on a rush. We will see a rush in a second. The rush says that it is a no. I don't think so. What does he want to say? He wants to say. I'll tell you why I don't think so.
Okay.
He wants to say based on the rush. The rush said it's not a good migo because migo means if he was lying, he would have said a chasha. No, if he was lying, he would not have said it was never yours. He's afraid that I'll find Edom, it was once his. If he was lying, he would have said I bought it from Plomi, I bought it from you, because he would have said I bought it from Plomi, who bought it from you, because he thinks maybe somehow Plomi will find Edom that he bought it from him. But that's a little hard because he can't even these up. I was there when Plony bought it from you. I think they're going to find Edom. I was there. I saw there was no Edom. So I'm not convinced. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's saying, it's not a good Migo because maybe I'm lying. I'm just, you know, no. Here's why it's not a good Migo. Because the rush as far as only if I say something that I'm not sure if it's true. that maybe I'm saying this, I'm hoping I'll find Edom. If I say something I know is false, the Rosh Svar only applies if I say Plomi told me he bought it from you. Because then I don't know if it's true. If I say I saw him buy it from you, then I mean Manashach. If it's the truth, I know it's the truth. If it's not the truth, I know I'm not going to find Edom. So I'm not so convinced. Anyway, Lamaisa, I'm going to leave this just a bit with Zarek Ion. Okay, I was counting on the August company here. Why is the Rashbam, you know, who seems very Medoyan? He says there's no Edom for the Markham, and that's what Tosfos upset at him at the beginning of that long Tosfos in the Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. He says no ages for the Markama, and he says you only win if you have 3 years. If you say Kamadiz something enough, you need 3 years. Even if you say I bought it myself, you need 3 years. Seems to have forgotten all about the Gemara and Ksubos, which he doesn't mention here at all, unlike the Rif of Migudah Chasha slash Pesha Asar Pesha Hiter. Even when he brings a possible Migu, the Migu is Migu of I bought it from you. He doesn't say anything about a Migu of Hachasha. He never mentioned Migudah Chasha at all, unlike the Rif, which I think is a good idea. He ignored the Gamre. Why he ignored the Gamre? He mentioned Ksubos here. The Bach has an explanation. I find it exceedingly difficult. Like, I don't know how it's supposed to say in the Rashbam. It contradicts the words of Rashbam. Because Rashbam clearly says not a sweet speaker. The Prisha has an explanation, which is possible, but making a lot of psychological assumptions. And Okimtas and Ksubos. There's got to be a better explanation out there. I was hoping to discover it by 9:15 this morning. Or really by, you know, by 11:30 Monday when I thought we were going to get to this year. I gave myself extra time, but I don't have an explanation, so I'm going to have to leave this bit, Sarach Ion, and move on. Okay, by the end of the year, let's try to figure out if we can come up with a real Mechudosh Lomdus explanation for this Rashbam. There's got to be something. By the way, don't say he holds like Rashi and Ksubos, that you can only stay the Pesha Aser if no one ever sued you and you only volunteered. Because the last Rashbam and Chavetz Chaim before she gets Rashi and Ksubos. Okay, we'll leave that. Now we'll go on to things that will not frustrate us, I hope. Chaim, do me a favor, please. Let's go to the famous Machlokes Rishonim. This is the first question from the guy they asked me during Seder. They asked me, what do you mean he admits that, right, Atla Kamodis, you admit that I was the Marakama. He doesn't admit, he just heard from someone that he was the Marakama. And this is the famous Machlokes between the Rebbe and the Ramban, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number three on Makoros sheet 45. What kind of Hodah, what does Atlav Kamodis mean? Right? What is B? Two opinions. What if it were someone reading we're at the top of base? Ak lav commodus. What is the next word? Oh, sorry. It's the bottom one. Ak lav commodus, the high RDD. Meaning that I'm the Marakama. What is ak lav? What are the two shotim and ak lav commodus? What does the writer think it means?
Yeah.
What?
In the past.
In the past, and how was he mowed there? By saying, how was he mowed there? Right, by saying, Shimon told me that he bought it from you. If Shimon told me he bought it from you, then Shimon told me he was the Marakama, that you're the Marakama. Right, says the Ravid, who agrees with the Ravid? On the sheet, the Rush and the Rid. Says the Ravid, the Rush and the Rid. It is good. In the past, past being the previous line of the Gemara, the Hodah is that the Mocher said, you are the Marakama. Right? So it does that the Mocher said you're the Marakama. Who disagrees?
Who was in the past?
What? Meaning, you.
Yes.
You were already modeh, meaning you. How are you modeh? By saying the amrli d'zav leminach, right? The hodah equals the amrli d'zav leminach. Part of amrli d'zav leminach is that minach. It was yours. Shimon told me you're the Marakam, and that's the hodah. As opposed to what did the Yad Rama and the Ramban and the Rebbeinu Yonah and other Rishonim say?
Well, they have that extra gear, so that there's an ignition.
What does the Ramah and the Ramban and the Rabbi Yonah and other Rishonim say? They say, no, it's not that he was already Moker. It's that he is asking him if he is Moda now, meaning future, not past. Not were you already Moda. You weren't Moda to anything. You just said Shimon said. You weren't Moda to anything. If I say Yoni said you're the Markama, that's not Oda. That's just Yoni's opinion. But he's saying it's at love commodously, not at love commodously as a statement. At love commodously as a question. Not didn't you just Moda to me in the past? That's the right of it. No. Won't you be Moda to me now that that he's Moda now? And therefore, what is the where is the Hodah? Where is the Hodah? So we have three opinions. Where is the Hodah? Hodah is depends on your girsa. In our girsa is depends on the girsa. Lefi girsatenu shtika kehodah, and that is Rabbeinu Yonah. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, where's the hodah? At lo komodisli, don't you admit on the Arkama? And shtika hodah, right? That he is molded now. Hodah is that the matzik has independent knowledge that the Ma'arer is the Marakama, right? Not that he heard from Shimon. He knows that. How does he know? He's lived in this town his whole life. He knows who the Marakama is, right? Oh, where did he say he had independent knowledge? The Amr Lizav the Minach is not independent knowledge. So according to our gears, you have to say Shtika Koda. What other gears does the Ravina Yonah mention? What other gears does Ravina Yonah mention? Exactly. Amrli. By the way, you should know, this is very, very common among many of the more, you know, modern reforms of Tanakh. In Tanakh, you often have an Omar, right? Why do you have an Omar in Tanakh? So they say the Rabbeinu Yonah here. Most of the reforms should say, the classic reforms, most of the doxes of the view time, whenever it says, by Yomer Lo, it means, by Yomer Lo, and then he waited for some answer, had some other answer in between, and then by Yomer Lo, something else. Whenever you're double by Yomer, there's something in between. Otherwise, wanting to double by Yomer, right? It means there's something in between. That something in between is not explicated, but there is something in between. That's called by Yomer, by Yomer. Lefi Girsas, let's put this in. What's the exact Girsa of Rabbeinu Yonah? He says, where does he put the other Rabbeinu by Yomer, though? One second, let's open up the Rabbeinu Yonah. Says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Here it is. He says, hold on 1 second, different source of das. Where's his girsa? Here it is. Elevade tzarchak lefarish, etc. 1 second, funny. Shtika koda. He said, yes. According to that Gersa, then what do you say? That Hoda bin Furash Bain Ha'amarle, right? Why does it say the Ma'arur is Amarle twice? Because in between someone said something. Who said something? The Ma'arur was holding Furash. This is also Rabbeinu Yonah. Anyone notice the third Girsa? Which would help here? No, that's our girsa. What was the girsa of the Yad Ramah?
That's our girsa.
What?
Milo, oh, you're right. Yeah. Milo, but I'm not sure that makes such a difference. Milo, come on, did Rishona make that diok? Okay, I'm not sure. I think the Yad Ramah did not point out anything special at the Gersa, but he had a great Gersa. Let me read you the Gersa of the Yad Ramah. Do you know what the Yad Ramah added? He added more than the Gersa Sfardis. He was the Sfardi of the Sfardim. What did the Yad Ramah say? Listen, he says, Amrle atlav komodis the high aradidi the atlav minayzavinta. Amrle in. He said back yes. That's real. You don't have to fill it. Amrle in. He added the words Amrle in. Right. Lefi yersas. Amrle in. Right. It's kasov bigamara shehoda b'feirush. And the Yad Ramah doesn't say, oh, I have a gear so that makes it work out. But if the Yad Ramah's gear so it works out, fine. Oh, you could have said in just being stunned. But why do you have to say in? Why do you have to say in if there's no chidushim? Aren't you molded to me? Yes, I am molded to you. Until I wasn't molded to you, but now I am. So I think if the gear so I'm really in is very easy to say. To make a new hodah. Don't you know from living in this town, from growing up here, that I'm the Marakama? Yes. According to the gear so I'm really. Don't you know from growing up in this town, I'm the Marakama? You lose. And obviously, in between, he said yes. Or even if you don't have any special gear stuff, don't you know growing up this town on the Marakama? You just have to add, you know what that word is. What he meant was, don't you yourself know? Doesn't everyone in town know on the Marakama? Mm-hmm. Come on. And maybe in Shiko does. So we have three ways of getting a new Hodah into here. Three ways of getting a new Hodah into here. By the way, which way does the Rambam hold? Which way does the Rambam hold? I'll read you the Rambam. Tell me. Before I mentioned Plomi, I said, I know it's yours, but Plomi sold it to me. It seems 100% clear to the Rambam that he's like the Rambam and the Yad Ramah, and not like the Raivid. He says, Yodea Nishahis Shalcha, Aval Plomi Machrali. Not I know from Plomi. Before I mentioned Plomi, I know you're the Marakama. And then I claim that Plomi sold it to me. So to me, it's clear that the Rambam holds like the Yad Ramah and the Rambam and Rabbi Yonah against the Raivin and the Tosfos Reiv. And again, the Rashba and the Ritva and other Rishonim also agree with the, basically the Beit Midrash, the Rambam, all takes the Rambam's side here.
But I can't tell what Gersa the Rambam has.
How can we know what Gersa the Rambam has? And the,
oh,
talk
about.
No. Sorry. No, that's okay. Now the question, yeah.
Are the Shonim bound? Meaning, if anyone had said Moda in the future, is he bound to at the verse? Anyone said that there was already a Hoda bound to say that the Hoda has to come from that too? Then you couldn't read the Agamara saying that you were already Moda to me, but it still wasn't through that too, it was through your own out.
The Yad Ramah doesn't seem to think so, which is why he's stuck. Could you? I guess you could, but it would be Dachuk, and I prefer not to. You know, I'm not saying it's impossible, I'm just saying it's okay, a little Dachuk.
And if you take out the years of the Amar, the third guy, Levi, in his first statement said, I bought him to
I don't know why the Bach takes out the Gersa, by the way, because most Rishonim, all the Rishonim seem to have that Gersa. I don't know where the Bach got to take it out from. But in any case, even if you say Mi Ploni Zavanta de Zavna Minach,
that second piece comes from my own knowledge.
So here's the thing. I don't see that as significant. Why? Because how I know it's the Marakama. How do I know Shimon bought it from you? All right, I only know Shimon bought it from you because he said so. All the Rishonim agree that it's only because he said so. So that's why I think even if you don't think yourself Amrli, it needs to be Amrli. That's why I don't know. I have no idea why the Bach took it out. Sometimes you don't know why the Bach made his emendation. Because I checked all the Rishonim I noticed have the Gersa Amrli. But you have no choice. Obviously, Shimon told me Zavna Minach. Otherwise, how do I know he bought it from you? So unless he's saying, no one told me Zavna Minach. You know, but it seems, you know, to say, if you want to say the Bach means I personal knowledge of the Marakama, then I also have to have personal knowledge Shimon bought it for you. And that would be Kamid Zavna Minach, and that would change everything. So I'm reluctant to believe that Bach. Yeah.
Rebbe?
Yes?
Is this Machloged Rishonim based on the Girsaot, or is there a machloket in Svara?
It's a machloket in Svara. They just find a Girsa to get it to work. But that's what Rinyana says. Even without a new Girsa, I'll get it to work. And it's nice by the Girsa. Machloket in Svara will explain in a moment.
Yeah, just to jump on what Ari is saying, is it not possible? Because I guess we'll get there when it comes to Achrayas. The whole problem, according to a lot of Rishonim, is that Amarlin, is that he shouldn't have relied on Amarlin. So without thinking that, and that's why he doesn't necessarily have Achrayas, whatever. Meaning, so without that Amarlin, it doesn't matter where he got his information, but the problem is that he relied on Amarlin. So without that, so with that Girsa Chavah, without that Amarlin, it's possible that this would change. Meaning without the fact that that guy told him that he said that.
He knows not enough that the guy didn't tell
him. I mean, the point is that he might not even have to explicate it, right? It's Yidia Ba'alma, I don't know.
But I still think, you have to say, like, what does Bezdin think when they hear him say Zavnim Yinov? How does he know? Unless, here I'm wondering, I'm sorry, I'm not continuing your train of thought. Maybe the Bach takes out the Omerli to Zavnim Yinov for the Rashbam, because he himself agrees with the Pshat of the Rashbam. The Rashbam thinks even coming to Zavnim Yinov doesn't work. So he's saying, for my Pshat of the Rashbam, I'm taking this out, because it is coming to Zavnim Yinov, and, you know, goes back to our previous conversation. But I don't think it's good with this conversation. I have to think about what you're saying, but I'm not convinced. Okay, let's just see the svaras, because it's very nice having yourselves in the case, but we care more about the svaras. So one thing is very clear. There's nothing to talk about. Im hoda sheyada me'atzmo she hame'arer hu hamarakava, then he lost. Ain't something about that. I'm bad that you make you the Marakama. I only saw and told me that I bought a female. I lose. That's Pasha. What's a machlokas? Lo yada me atzmo. The yada rak she shimon amar lo sheruben hu hamarakama. The shimon amar lo Sherubain Machralo. Right? That's the controversial case. That's the case where the Ravid, the Rush, and the Rid say you still lose. And that's the case where the Ramah and Ro Rishonim say, nope. The Machzik wins. And therefore they say that can't be the case of our Sunda, right? Our Sunda must be where he knew himself. So if he only knew through Shimon, he would have won. Right, that's who let's see, even better. The operating, who's more logical? If I say Ari comes and says, why are you my land? I say, I don't know anything. Eitan told me it was yours and he told me he bought it for you. Who should win? Who's more logical? But the Adama is more logical. Why? Because Pesha Atzmo Pesha Hiter. The only Hodah is that Shimon told me you're the Markama, and Shimon told me he bought it from you. Pesha Atzmo Pesha Hiter. The Adama says, okay, ain't something to be bought. It's something. It's something. I know secondhand. My secondhand knowledge that it was bought from you is good enough, since I only had secondhand knowledge that you're the Markama in the first place. Right? It should be a Pesha Asar. What's the Svara? Here, the Svara is Pashat. It's an exactly equal Pesha Asar. It's an equal Pesha Asar to Hapeh Shehiter, which is what all the Rishonim say. You're right. I don't have Vaday firsthand knowledge that it was bought from you. I also don't have Vaday firsthand knowledge that you're ever the Markama. It's exactly Pesha Asar Veshehiter. The Pesha Asar is what I heard Shimon say, and the Veshehiter is what I heard Shimon say. Right? Think about it. You know, if I say Shimon told me you're the Markama, and I say Shimon told me that he bought it from you, then if I was a liar, I just wouldn't have said Shimon told you you're the Markama. So obviously I'm telling the truth. And if Shimon was a liar, he wouldn't have said the Markama is telling the truth. It's an exact Pesha Asar Veshehiter. The question is, what's the svara of the Ravid Udi'ime? And the Ravid, I admit here, you know, okay, what's the svara of the Ravid Udi'ime? There are two fundamentally different ways to explain the svara of the right. Can we illustrate, not of the right himself, I think he goes one way, of the right can. We can illustrate that by saying, by breaking down the Ramban into two steps. Let's break the Ramban and down into two steps, and then you'll tell me the two different ways of explaining the right can. What's the equivalent of Asr? Number one.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why would it be, could Rebbe speak out, why do you not call it a Pesha Asr, Pesha Hitir, if the Mafsik says, I admit that I knew independently that you were the Marakama, yet I bought it from someone.
Who said he bought it from you?
Yeah.
So that's as the Rif says, ain't Safik goes who they bought. I thought that was Hoser, and there's only Safik Hitter.
Yes, and that's
why. I admit it's Usher, and I think it might be Mutter.
That's why he's here.
Yeah.
It's still a Pesha Usher, Pesha Hitter. It's just that the Hitter is a Safik.
Okay.
It's not an effective
Pesha Usher, Pesha Hitter.
Okay, and then for the Ravid, the Rush and the Rif, and the Ma'ar Vizocha also the same.
But why? I say I only know based on Shimon's word that you're the Marakama. And I know based on that same Shimon's word that he bought it from you. Let's break it down to two steps.
Oh, because then the Pesha Asr is still gonna only get a second.
It's still the Pesha Asr is me Bashem Shimon. And the Pesha Hitter is Bashem Shimon, right? The Pesha Asr is Levi Bashem Shimon. The same segment of testimony. Again, I come to court and I say, you know what? I heard from Tzvi that this food is Pavel, but I heard from Tzvi that he was Mafresh. So what's wrong with the Pesha? So Pesha Hitter, you're right. I don't know anything. But if it's exact equal, why the right and the rough and the rich disagree? They seem to have a good time now. So I want to break this down to two steps because no one's telling me why they disagree. And then you'll tell me Chakira. Yeah?
I mean, we saw some of the impression.
Yes, why they disagree.
Yes, yeah, so I mean, you might say that because the Ma'ar himself claims something and then the Matzik, Inachinami doesn't have any Badai claim to corroborate what the Ma'ar says. But as soon as he says, oh, that's a legitimate type of thing, at least I can present this in agreement with what you're saying, then together that becomes a bother, basically. Out the Ma'ar.
I'm not convinced that I saw that in the Mishonim. Let me make the following point. What would you say like this? You would say, look, remember Reuven Shimon Levi, we'll keep our names again, older Shimon with different names, Ma'aronim. Reuven's Marakama, the Ma'ar, then Shimon's the middleman, and Levi's the guy who's there now, right? Levi Neman Lomar, the Shimon Amar Lo Shekana Mi Ruvain. Migu, the Yachol Lishtok, right? The Peshwas Migu the Shika. The Lomar. The Shimon Amar Lo that Reuven's Marakama. Right? Is Levi telling the truth that Shimon told him he bought it from Reuven? Yes. If Levi was a liar, he would have just said Shimon told me nothing. So Levi's obviously telling the truth that Shimon bought it from. Now, Shimon Naaman Lahagid Levi Shehu Kana Me Reuven. Migu, the Yachol, Lishtok, the Lo Lomar, the Reuven, who, Amarakama. Right? Basically, it's a bit of a two-step Pesha Asr here. We believe Reuven what Shimon told him, because Reuven could have not admitted Shimon told him anything. And we believe Shimon that he bought it, because Shimon could have not said anything. So, which of these steps is the right and the Rush and the Rid have a problem with? Howard?
I can leave these claiming that Jim should have said something. The Peshas are only worse when you personally know. But when you're claiming that someone else told you, even if it's on an equal level, you can't use Peshas anymore.
Okay. But why?
Isn't that what the Rabbi himself says?
Yes. But let me start with the Rush, even though the Rush is very, very strange. The Rush is very strange. Let me start with the Rush anyway. The Rush, I think, is different from the Raiv and Tosfos right here. The Rush is fundamentally different than the Raiv and Tosfos right. The Rush attacks Levi's emunos, while the Ravid and the Rid attack Shimon's emunos. Meaning this is a two-step path to Asar. Even if you don't put it this way, if the best author of what Levi said in the name of Shimon, are we attacking Levi's emunos or are we attacking Shimon's emunos? That's the difference between the Rush versus the Ravid and the Rid. What does the Rush say? The Rush says Levi doesn't have a good ego here. Why doesn't Levi have a good ego? And he says, by the way, you have to read this Rush 10 times before you understand conceptually what it's trying to get at, because it seems very strange at first. But what is the Rush saying? The Rush is saying, I'm not going to read it 10 times, I'm just going to tell you what it means. The Rush is saying Levi doesn't have a good ego. What's the Rush's attack on Levi? He says, what is Levi? Levi's claiming something that Levi's claiming that Shimon bought it from Reuven instead of claiming it was never Reuven's. Says that's not amigo. What does it mean? If he was a liar, he would have said it's never Reuven's. No. If he's a liar, he would have said, again, it's a lot of psychology, which you don't have to agree to. What is the Rush's attack? Let's see if we put this on the board. He said, Migo means if I was a liar, I would have rather said this. No. What does he say? A liar would not have said Lahadam. Why? Because he's afraid Reuven will find Eidos Marakama. A liar? No. You know what? Maybe he is a liar. What does it mean? It means you're not a liar. If you're a liar, you would have said La'adam was never yours. No. Levi's afraid to say La'adam. Maybe we don't find Aiden that it was once his. Rather, a liar would say Shimon bought it. Why? Because why would a liar rather say Shimon bought it? Okay, now I'm going to write in such small letters that no one can read and think of the other thing. Because maybe find Aiden that Shimon bought it. Meaning, what is the Rush saying? The Rush is saying, don't compare this to Ksubas. Ksubas is where the guy knows what's going on. I could have said it was never yours. Instead, I said I bought it from you. The guy knows what's going on. We use the regular rules of Migo. If he was a liar, he would have said it was never yours. But over here is a funny kind of Migo for Levi. He actually doesn't know anything. The Migo is just what Shimon told him. Who knows what Shimon really told him? Maybe he's a liar. What would a liar say Shimon told him? A liar would say, look, I don't know what happened to you, Shimon and Reuven. I'm a liar. I want to maximize my odds by saying the lie that's best for my odds. The lie that it was never Reuven's is a tough lie because maybe there'll be Adam that it was once Reuven's. The lie that Shimon bought it from Reuven is not a bad lie because, like, maybe it's true and maybe I'll find Adam. So I'd rather say a lie that's maybe true, that maybe I'll find Adam, than a lie that's dead. That I'd rather say a lie that's maybe, well, both lies. I don't know anything. What? Rather say a lie that is, let me say better. When the guy knows exactly what happens and he's trying to say a lie or a truth and he knows what's true and what's lying, we go with Ksubas. Over here is a unique case. The guy is deciding whether to lie or tell the truth about what Shimon told him. He doesn't actually know anything. He's just talking about what Shimon told him. You know what? When I'm deciding whether a liar tell the truth about what Shimon told me, I'm going to say, let me say something that I might be able to find Adam for, not that someone might be able to find Adam against. when you're lying about what someone told you and you don't actually know what happens, a liar always says a lie that he might be able to find Edom for. That's not true in Ksubas. When there's no middleman, a liar hedges everything out, says the best lie, so he knows what's going on. But over here, he has no idea what happened between Shimon and Reuven. So maybe a liar, Davka, maybe Shimon didn't say anything to him, right? Maybe, you know, who knows what Shimon said to him? Maybe Shimon said to him, we don't know what Shimon said to him. Maybe Shimon said nothing to him, but he'd rather make a lie that he might find Edom to support than a lie someone might find Edom against. And therefore, there's no Migo. Migo means it's a proof because I was a liar who said otherwise. Here, if I was a liar, I wouldn't have said otherwise. Because a liar who doesn't really know what happened would rather not take the chance of having Edom against him, would rather take a chance of having Edom for him. Again, you wouldn't say that Ksubas or any other Sunyan Shas, because looking at a chance of having Edom for me, I know whether I'm right or not. When you don't know whether you're right, you're just lying about what someone else says, you'll lie about what the other guy says in a way that you might be able to find Edom.
Reuven wants to win this case. So I think that the Russia's pushback is not necessarily so fair, because even if Levi doesn't mention anything about Reuven, about what Shimon told him about Reuven, Reuven is still going to try to find Edom's Marakama. So what does it matter? I mean, either way, Reuven is going to try his best to find the Edos that he was the Marakama. And it doesn't really matter what Levi admits or doesn't admit.
No, that's exactly the point. Levi's under pressure. Again, it's rough and subtle. Let me say it again. Ari, let's say there's no middleman. Ari says, why are you in my land? You know what? I'm going to cheshbon, but I'm going to say, you know what? If I'm a liar, I'll say it was never yours. Get out of here. What if he finds Edom? He was the Marakama. All right, you know what? If he finds Edom the Marakama, no matter what I say, I'm dead. So I might as well make a good lie, and a liar would say it was never yours. Because I'm not going to say, let me rather say something else I might find Edom for. Because if I say something else, I know there are no Edom for it. Basically, in a regular case, you can never make a lie that you might find Edom for. So if you know it's a lie, how are you going to find Edom for it? Only in a case where you're going for a middleman could you say, you know what, I'm going to make up a lie that I might find Edom for. If it's a lie, how are you going to find Edom? No, it's a lie that Shimon told me, but it still might be true. So only in this case of a middleman, the Rush would say this, he would say, you never have a good migo as to what someone else said, because you might have to be lying and saying he said something that you hope you'll find Edom for. And I know, and exactly, I know Reuven is going to try to find Edom, sees the Marakama. So therefore, I want to maximize my odds. Let me say Shimon said he bought it from him, and then maybe I'll find Edom Shimon bought it from him. In Ksubas, I'll next say, maximize my odds, say I bought it from him, maybe I'll find Edom that, because it's a lie, I know I can't find Edom. But over here, it's a unique case where I can have a lie that I might find Edom for. How can you have a lie you might find Edom for? Because I'm lying about what he said. I don't know what actually happens. Therefore, says the Rush, the Levi doesn't have a good migo, because when you're only saying what someone else said, and that's why I don't like that B'nai Shmuel, when you only say what someone else said, you always prefer to lie in a way that you might find Edom for.
But in terms of, let's say Levi that Shimon bought it from Reuven, then what would Levi assume about what Shimon has to gain from that? Like, Shimon is not no game of the devil.
What do you mean, Shimon? Let's say Levi believes Shimon.
So Levi believes for Leib Shalom that Reuven was the Marakama. And so I don't understand, meaning...
No, maybe Levi's a liar, and Shimon didn't really say anything about Reuven.
And Shimon just didn't tell Levi anything about the past.
Or maybe, like you just said, Shimon said it was his all along, or Shimon didn't tell him anything, or Shimon said it was still his all along. But he's afraid that now we're going to find him, and he figures we're going to
bring him together. I mean, Levi would still lie just in case.
Right.
Okay.
In other words, what did the Rush say?
But then that complicates it, because Shimon can then also come into Beit Din theoretically and say, no, I didn't tell you that.
Respect. Lying. One second.
You're back to that, what we assume now.
It could be that Shimon has done him what is anyway at this point, because he can't be, who does follow him? He called him Achrini, perhaps. So that doesn't bother me. Is lying, and Shimon never said that.
Also, he's an old player, you can't testify about it.
Right. That's the Rush. The Rush says we attack the Machzik's report of Shimon, maybe you're lying about what Shimon said. Ah, don't you have a meager, you're telling the truth about what Shimon said? No, maybe you're lying because you want to say Shimon said something that might be true, even though he didn't.
Rebbe?
Yes.
Isn't the Ramban Cholek on the Rosh on this point?
Absolutely. And that Ramban says that no way. This is like a real complicated cheshbeni. Meaning, this is a chiddush. Really, psychologically, people make up lies hoping they'll find Eden for them. I make up a lie hoping it'll be true. Again, I can only use that I'm lying in someone else's name. I make up a lie about what Shimon said, hoping it'll be true, and I'll find Eden. That's a big assumption about psychology. The Ramban disagrees with Gavi. Exactly. Ramban says that's ridiculous. But I think this Rosh is a dochel chiddush. You know, I'm not one to judge the Rosh. I think the dochel chiddush. And all of them disagree. And that's not the derech of the Ravid and the Rid. What do the Ravid and the Rid say? No, we believe, Levi, that Shimon said he bought it. But we don't believe Shimon. Right? You see how the Ravid and the Rid are objecting in a different sense. It's not that we think Ruben is lying about what Shimon said. Because this fancy Svar of the Rush, that it's hard to hold cup in this Svar of the Rush. And even if you hold cup, you're not necessarily convinced. It's that we will, of course, we believe Reuben that Shimon said he bought it, but we won't believe Shimon. Doesn't Shimon have Pesha Asar? Apparently, the Ravid thinks Shimon doesn't have a Pesha Asar. If you look at the Ravid, look what the Ravid said explicitly. He didn't say Reuben's a liar. We totally believe Reuben 1000%. Rather, we say we don't believe Shimon. Let me read you what the Ravid actually says. Says the Ravid in the Shidum Gebetzes, right? It's from the Ravid Pirush on Shas, which the Shidum Gebetzes had in front of him. We only have the Ravid Pirush on Shas on Baba Kama and Avodah Zarah, right? And Kinim and Midos, perhaps. Okay, but on Gemara, only on Baba Kama and Avodah Zarah, I think we have a Ravid. But the Shidim Gebetzes are probably the Ravid on everything. Many of Rishonim did. In any case, what does the Ravid say? Listen to the Ravid. V'im yitma hamatmiya. Notice the Ravid, his, you know,
right.
He's not, but his flowery language is in a certain direction. It's like, you know, it's like putting you in your place. V'im yitma hamatmiya. If someone says, like the Rambam, the Yavraman, the Ramban, the Eichlo Nomer B'kana Pesha Asar Pesha Hiter, who damer shalchaisa? Who amr shalachem cha? Allah harbastizu. Come on! I claim that the moker told me that it was yours, and I claim the moker told me more of you. Pesha asar nashin amr lefi a harpi ma'at farucha. Don't get so excited. Calm yourself. He lo namer pesha shpenhiyeh. All damer to ultra osmi diyaso kol rabbiyo. We only say pesha shpenhiyeh when you have firsthand knowledge. Kigon, etc., etc. Like sumas. Why? Avol zeh ish. Levi heard from Shimon that Reuben was the Marakama, and he should have believed that, because that's Hodas Baalding Be'edim Nami. Ki Hodas Baalding Be'edim Davashu Chavasa. He should have believed Shimon's Pesha Asar, because that's Hodas Baalding. Ki Hada Armeli Onis Van Tabinach. But when Shimon went back and says, I bought it, Hayezah Suffolk, he should have been Mesuffolk whether he was right. He should have believed him for something he said on his own behalf. Basically, what does the Ravid say? Reuben should have believed Shimon Pesha Asar, but shouldn't have believed Shimon Pesha Yitir. Shimon doesn't have a Pesha Asar Pesha Yitir. Shimon only believes Lechovaso and not Lischuso. That's what he said. And Reuben's telling the truth, but Reuben has no right to believe Shimon. Reuben's telling the truth about what Shimon said. Reuben's not lying, but Reuben's making a mistake. Says the Ravid. Against the Ravid. Now, he doesn't explain what about the Ravid. He said, look, Reuben, we believe Reuben's telling the truth. Sorry, Levi, thank you. Levi's telling the truth. He's reporting Shimon accurately. But he should have believed Shimon when he was Oser and said it was Reuben's field. And he shouldn't have believed Shimon. It was Machlok that I bought it from Reuben. Why? Because Hodas Baalding, he should believe. Lechovaso, of course, he shouldn't believe. He basically ignores the fact that Shimon has a Pesha Asar Pesha Yitir. So basically, Shimon doesn't have a Pesha Asar Pesha Yitir. Okay, why not? That's the mystery of the Ravid.
Why does Shimon not have a... Why shouldn't Reuben have believed Shimon through Pesha Asur or Pesha Hiter? That's the only question left. Why shouldn't he have said, I believe you because of Pesha Asur who have Pesha Hiter? Anyone? Why shouldn't he believe him?
This is about Shimon.
What?
Why shouldn't he believe Shimon?
Yeah. He's saying, lady shouldn't believe Shimon. No one should believe Shimon, right? Why shouldn't you believe Shimon? Right?
It's a suffix.
Right? It's a suffix. But why shouldn't Shimon have a pesha asur or pesha hiter? Ah, what's the best thing, right? Maybe there's no pesha asur or pesha hiter. If he is, chutz lebezdin. Okay, if you looked in the brackets, there is a nesivas here, who brings the smad to two men, something not exactly the same case. They have a slightly different case, where a guy was also chutz lebezdin and mater in bezdin. But maybe the point is, there's no pesha asur, pesha hiter, chutz lebezdin. Or the Ibn Azal says, no. A guy outside of Bezdin can't use Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter. Only Bezdin can use Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter, not a god. Meaning, ladies, we can't believe Shimon Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter because a Stam guy talking to a Stam guy can't use the little Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter. Only when he comes to talk in court can he use Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter. That seems to be the part of what are we basically saying? What is the Svar of the Rite? Then I think the Svar of the Rite is clear. Shimon doesn't have Levi has a Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter. We believe Levi that Shimon said what he said. But Shimon doesn't have Pesha Asur. Shimon just said it to Levi. Levi has no right to apply to Shimon the rule of Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter. There's no rule of Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter for an individual talking to an individual outside of Bezdin. That seems to be the part. What the Rebbe doesn't say in these language. All he said is Levi should believe Shimon when he was lechavasa, but not lechusa. Yeah. But why? Right? Basically, says the Raivid, that Sarat lehamin leshimon lechavasa velo lechusa. What happened to Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter? Apparently, there's no din Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter outside of Bezdin. Apparently, there's no din L'chora. I mean, L'chora, there's no din Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter outside of Bezdin, right? L'chora, there's no rule of Pesha Asur B'chuli outside of Bezdin. Why is there no rule of a Pesha Asar Bechule outside of Bezdin?
Because the Bezdin would prepare.
What?
The Bezdin would investigate.
Who said that?
Ibn Azal.
Right, Ibn Azal, in brackets, and Sefta. He says, you know why? Because you can't just apply the rule of Pesha Asar Bechule your stam. You have to have smart people examine and interrogate and ask the right questions. You know, in order to apply the rule of Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter, you really have to clarify and interrogate his taina. And therefore, since Levi just heard Shimon say it, but he didn't clarify and interrogate the taina, therefore there's no Pesha Asur Pesha Hiter, because maybe if you would have asked the right questions, you would have seen that he doesn't really mean it.
So the rabbi doesn't believe in that happening. How would that be? Meaning, I can't believe someone that they are now the 17th owner in history of this object. And that it's a legitimate purchase. I mean, I should say Gazlan if I don't have a baking telling me that Pesha Asur.
No, if the guy just sells me something, that's fine. But if he said, I'm not the Murakama and I bought it from Plony.
That's every object in the world, that's any house. How many houses in the world were not owned by three people previously?
As long as he doesn't tell you, that's okay. If I go to buy you someone's house and the guy says, I'm selling you my house, that's fine. The guy says, I'm selling you my house that I bought from Plony. Then I have to say, and can you prove you bought it from Plony? If not, then how do I know you're telling the truth and I can't buy it from
that's
you?
That's still close to baking, even if he's engaged in that.
No, but if you show me proof, I can bring proof to bed. If he gives me a starting board from Plony, I'll bring it to bed. Not a problem.
So, but the only reason why this matters is because it's now in baking and someone is Ma'ara on the side. So if no one is ever Ma'ara, that doesn't mean that before I purchase something from someone who says that it was owned previously by someone else, I don't need to ask for a star. I need to do that according to the budget?
Yes, that's why everyone did, that's why no one likes the Ravid. According to the Ravid, whenever I buy something from someone who admits he bought it from someone else, I need to ask for a shtar. Keep in mind, according to everyone, whenever I bought someone from something and I know myself it is one someone else, I need to ask for a shtar.
Okay.
Or I need to say, come into court and prove to court before I buy.
We do ask them.
Yeah. Nowadays, if I buy real estate, I'm just going to trust the guy. Or I'm going to ask for proof it's his. I'm going to ask for proof it's his. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't Rebbe say last time that in this Pesivus that Nachman was amigo of Slebeth and doesn't work for Pesha?
Yes. That is actually a big difference between the Nesivas and the Evan Ozel here. I apologize. So what I meant to say is this is based on what the Nesivas quotes from the Sma and the Tumim. The Nesivas himself disagree, as I mentioned last time. So the Nesivas against this Sma. The Nesivas against this Sma. I meant this fits in with the other Achron and Nesivas quoting who he disagrees with. Okay, there's no rule of Pesha Asur or Pesha Yitr outside of Besdin. There's no rule, and that's what it sounds like from the right, but he doesn't say. But maybe there's no rule of Pesha Asur or Pesha Yitr outside of Besdin. Why is there no rule of Pesha Asur or Pesha Yitr outside of Besdin?
His knowledge only from his
Why? Either, says the evidence, you need experts to clarify his claim. Yeah, you can use Pastor Osser only if you have experts interrogating and clarifying.
Doesn't know from the house.
He's saying it's logical, it makes sense, and he really needs it. But outside of this, I can't use Pastor Osser because maybe without experts clarifying his claim, maybe, basically he's saying, maybe if he was interrogated by Besdin, he would have admitted and changed the story. Right? In order to say Pastor Osser, I need an interrogated claim that was properly questioned. Or maybe you could just say from a formal perspective. Remember, I talked here about Migo, assuming Migo and Pesha Asur are the same or not. Is it a psychological umdana that if he's obviously not a liar, or is it a certain koach? Power of Tainas and Besdin. If it's a koach of Tainas and Besdin, maybe that only applies to Tainas and Besdin. That doesn't apply to conversation between people. You could say it depends on the Hakira of Rav Chanan that we mentioned. If you say Migun Pesha Asar is that obviously not a liar, a liar would have said something different, then it should work even outside of Besdin. If he was a liar, he would have said a better taina. But if you say that, no, he has a certain koach of his taina, that's if he comes to Besdin, he is the koach of that taina. If he doesn't come to Besdin, he's just making conversation, maybe he doesn't. Then whatever's bad for him, we believe, because Hodas Baal didn't play outside of Besdin. Whatever's good for him, we don't believe. So maybe you could say, Al-P.
And he doesn't know from his own knowledge.
Al-P Inyan, Koach HaTaina, meaning if you say it's not an unlimited telling the truth, it's that when you go to Besdin, you have the power of your Taina, even if another time you sold that power. Maybe that's only in Besdin and not outside of Besdin. I think for sure the more Lumdish, not for sure, the Rid says a little different. How does the Rid say it?
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I thought the Ravid was saying that since Levi doesn't know from his own knowledge that Shimon bought it from Reuven, therefore there's no Pesha Atzar.
Yes, but we have to take it one step deeper. Why doesn't Levi know from his knowledge? Because he heard it from Shimon and believed Shimon? Meaning, why does Levi believe it? But then he says, but why doesn't Levi know? He knows it because he heard it from Shimon.
Isn't that just a matter of Metzius? He doesn't know from his own knowledge.
But he also doesn't know from his own. And that's the first line of the Ravid. But then why does he have to continue? Because you don't have to. If as long as you know something, you know something. That's why he continues. He says, no, because Roy Lahamino, he should have believed Shimon when Shimon said that it was used to be Reuven's. But Amo Lahamino, he shouldn't have believed Shimon's, but he said he bought it from Reuven. So the rabbi not to say, it's not like Xeris the cause of magic, you don't use Pesha Asur your own knowledge. No, that's not what he's saying, because then what's the story? He's saying, you only use Pesha Asur your own knowledge. Why? Because if you're reporting what someone else said, you should have believed them on the first half, and you shouldn't have believed them on the second half. So he says, I'm telling you why. Why is that work without your own knowledge? Because if I heard someone else talk, I should only believe the bad part, not the good part. Meaning,
I can't use Pesha Asar when I hear someone else talk. I can only believe the bad part, not the good part. Why can't I use Pesha Asar when I hear someone else talk? So the writer doesn't say, but I have two theories. Either because you don't use Pesha Asar if someone's not interrogated, Evan Azel, or because Pesha Asar is a formal rule of Bezdin, not a rule of what people think when they hear people talk. The Tosafot riddle just...
But if it's a formal rule in Bezdin, how come you accept Pesha Asar and not Pesha Hitir?
Ah, because Hadas Baal Din is a rule even outside of Bezdin. What do you want me to do? That's a Ravid. It's not me. Okay, I'll just end with the Tosafot Rid. The Tosafot Rid says a big Kiddush. What is the Tosafot Rid here? Say the long Tosafot Rid, where he's one of the few Rishonim who agrees with the Ravid, and he says something very radical. He says, you know what? Even if Shimon came into court, we wouldn't believe him of Pesha Asar or Pesha Hitir. Even if he came into court, we wouldn't believe him. First, he says, Vada, if Shimon comes into court and he says, Anas Vintanei Leis Vintaminach, Vivadim Hemel Jemigu, for sure he has a Migu if he comes into court. Zephitaran and an early cloud. It's a confusing Tosrit. To keep saying something, Tosrit has a funny writing style. He says something, he says, oh, that doesn't make sense when he says something else. Oh, that doesn't make sense. Here he goes like three times. Oh, that doesn't make sense when we say something better. Why didn't he just write the better thing in the end? Okay, that's his writing style. What would you call it? A Socratic style, where he's taking us along his thought process and all the mistakes. He says, yeah, it's not true. Even if Shimon came into court, for sure, if Shimon was still holding the land, he would have been believed through Amigo. Aval came into nothing to the other. Once Shimon's not holding land anymore, the Kavish is okay, and Levi's holding the land. Came in Dina Lava Lehav, the din is not against him. He's not a Baldover. He's not a party to the lawsuit. Ella Golkaf, Lomahani Migu de Lokaf, his Migu doesn't help. The Avagav is only Leva Achrayas, and even though he bought it at Achrayas, etc., his Migu doesn't help. His Migu doesn't help because he's not a Baldover. Here he's saying something a little different. His Migu doesn't help because he's not a Baldover. I think the Rid is saying, because Migu doesn't work for Shimon, even in court, because he's not a party to the lawsuit. That's what he's saying. Yeah, of course we believe Ruin is what Shimon says. But who cares what Shimon says? Don't say, what do you mean? Don't we have Pesha also what Shimon says? No, Pesha only works for, not only do you have to be in court, you have to be a plaintiff in court or a defendant in court. Pesha only works for a party in court. Even if people walk into court, Pesha also doesn't really work. More macro than the right. Even if Shimon work, then we say for the right. Even if people would walk in, his Pesha also wouldn't work. Why? Because he's not a Baldover. And therefore, his Pesha also doesn't work.
Could him and another aide come in as Eden? Meaning the fact that
yes, unless he's called the Nogiyah Bedover, and then you have to get to the rules of Nogiyah Bedover. But assuming he's not Nogiyah Bedover, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
It's interesting to call him Nogiyah Bedover if he's like that Levi is claiming something on his behalf. So, I mean, he's.
No, Nogiyah Bedover says that they got tax. Okay, Lemaisa, what shot? Why would you not have Pesha Asar if you're not a Baldover? It's a little strange. Even if he walks into court, it wouldn't work. So he's not a Baldover. Why would you not have Pesha Asar if you're not a Baldover? After all, assuming you're telling the truth. Because, you know, if you were lying. So it could be this day, Dim Kochataina. Yeah, assuming you're telling the truth. Assuming you're telling the truth is not good enough. Right? It's only a Baldover had the koch of this tiny could be. A stam person who walks out the street doesn't have any koch whatsoever. Right? So I think this also makes sense with respect to the koch of tiny that is Tosos Rid. That, you know, if Migo is just an umna, someone's telling the truth, then let Shimon at least come into court. And then we can interrogate him properly and we can have proper umdanas in court. But if Migo is about a certain koch of tiny, that's only for a Baldover. A stam guy coming from the street who used to be involved is not involved anymore, doesn't have that koch hatayna in court, and therefore Shimon cannot use the rule of Pesha Asar Pesha. He can't use the rule of Pesha Asar Pesha for Shimon, because Shimon is no longer a Baldover at this point. Okay, So what do we see here? We saw here basically this fundamental machlokes of what the case is. As Yoni points out, it affects commerce. Right? Yoni points out it affects commerce. According to most Rishonim, I can buy anything as long as I have no prior detrimental knowledge. And I don't have to worry about it. According to the Rambam and the Rush and the Rid, if I buy something from you, I have to watch out. If you admit there was a Marakama, like most people will, and say you bought it from a Marakama, like most people will, I'm in a very vulnerable situation. And I better do something to take care of that, like either avoid the issue or get proof, which is difficult for Connor. But okay, the Rambam will say, deal with it. Lemaisa, the Rambam and the Rid and the Rush are on the defensive. Pashupcha is Pesha of Pesha. If I know myself it was yours and I only heard someone bought it for you, that's insulting to Devada, like the Rif says. But if I heard from the same person that it was yours and the same person he bought it for you, Pesha of Pesha Eater, what's wrong with that? The Rush says we attack Levi's credibility. We attack Levi's credibility. Levi is a liar. We don't really think Shimon told that to him. Why this fancy schmancy svara that you would always lie that someone told you something that you might be able to find proof for, and therefore a liar, Davko, would not have said, La Adam. A liar would have said, Shimon told me what it from you. But the Rambam and the Rid don't take it away. Of course we believe Levi that Shimon told that. Because we don't believe Shimon. Why not? Shimon's Pesach Asher, Shimon's Pesach Yeter. So we only believe Shimon for his Chovah and not for his Pus. Why don't we believe Shimon's Pus and Pesach Asher, Pesach Yeter? Because Shimon doesn't get a Pesach Asher, Pesach Yeter. Maybe because he said it outside of Basin, he just said it to an individual. Or maybe because he doesn't have the standing of a Baldover, which again could be just practically. We don't say Pesha Asa Pesha Yitur without interrogating and asking a lot of questions first, and also it could be formally. If it's what Ruchana calls the Koch HaTaina, what they call Ruchana the Koch HaTaina, maybe that only applies in court to a Baldover, not Stam when people are saying things, or even if they go into court and say things if they're not a Baldover, according to the additional Kiddush of the Tosfos Rit. Okay. Any questions? The
Avin Ozel in the last two lines gives a different justification in terms of why the Migu only works for a Pesha Asar and not for a Pesha Hitir.
What does he say?
He says, because the Migu only relates to the fact that the Mocher was going from the Mahar.
Yes, the truth that both the Avin Ozel and the Nesivas make it more complicated because they're Mechalik between Migu and Pesha Asar, right? What's fascinating is that they do it in opposite directions, right? The Nesiva says the outside of Bezdin Pesha Asar works, but Migu doesn't. And the Evan Ozel in the end says that that you can't use a Pesha Asar outside of Bezdin, but you can use a Migu for what you heard outside of Bezdin, and that's why the Ramban said Migu. Then he says, the Ramban admits you can't use a Pesha Asar outside of Bezdin, but he thinks you can still use a Migu. You're absolutely right. Okay, but we're not going to get into it now because the hour is too late.
Was Rebbe suggesting that the Evan Ozel sounds better for the Koch HaTaina idea? Was that?
No, not at all.
Okay. I was going to say that's more like on the
side. Yes.
Okay, fine.
Okay. We just have, in 2 seconds, I'll mention one side point, which I'm not really going to get into totally, but it's a fascinating question based on the line of the Rashbam. What does the Rashbam say? It's not exactly what he means. He says the Ma'ara loses, right? Everyone agrees in our case, the Ma'ara loses, right? Laval Dvar Diyat, Amar Rava, Dina, Ka Amar Lay. And what does he say happens to the Ma'ara? He says, the Masik loses. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you for helping me out. You really helped me out a lot, today, Leo. It's good to have you here. He says he loses, and he has a line here that what does he do when he loses?
He gets money back.
Right, where, read me that line, 1 second. And Biyasirana Lama Arer, he has to give up the land, but who Yigvama Osamna Mokolo, and he gets a refund from the middleman. The Rashbam says he gets a refund from the middleman. Why? Because the guy sold him karka that really belonged to Reuben, so he deserves a refund. Not everyone seems to agree with this. In the Rif, it's not clear what he means. The Lecha Mishnah denies that the Rif means what most people think he means. But most people think the Rif disagrees with the Rashbam. Because what did the Rif say? The Rif says that V'azal Iyu V'tavel Iyu V'zav Namine.
let him go and sue the middleman. The islay saved by the odile, and if he lost money because of this hoda'a, he hafsid nafshe, it's his own hefsid. Sounds like, let him go and sue the middleman, but don't really lose, because, you know, that's not clear. Well, the Mishnah says he sued the middleman and wins. He just loses the what's the word? The appreciation of the karka in between. I think most people understand the rif to mean, the Magid Mishnah certainly understands the rif to mean, that no, go sue the middleman, but you're not going to get any money out of the middleman because it's your own fault. So the rif, according to most Achronim, disagrees with Rashbam, says you can't sue the middleman. The Rabbeinu Yona disagrees with Rashbam, says, no, you can't sue the middleman, it's your own fault. The Rifa disagrees with Rashbam, says you can't sue the middleman, it's your own fault. Basically, most Achronim assume you cannot sue the middleman, and it's your own fault. Why? After all, Shimon sold you Reuven's land. Why can't you sue him to get your money back? So here, I'll just point out that there are two different directions as to, at least two different directions, as to why Levi can't get his money back from Shimon. After all, Shimon sold him land. That in the end, Paskin the land belongs to Reuven. So that means Shimon sold him land that didn't belong to him. Why can't he get a refund? So if you look at the Lashon of the Ritva says that because it's your Shia for being Moda. You should have been Moda. Don't you have to tell the truth? Doesn't Judaism believe in the truth? Yeah. You know how, what do they say in America? I swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Now, we believe in the truth and nothing but the truth, but who says you have to tell the whole truth? Now, obviously, it doesn't mean you can say a lie by saying half a sentence without the other half a sentence. But who says you have to throw in every detail? Says the Ritva, Levi doesn't deserve his money back because it's his pshia. He doesn't deserve his money back because it's his pshia for being mode. What should he have said? He should have said, I bought it from Shimon. You work it out. Why do you have to go into the details? Why do you have to say all the details? She said, I bought it from Shimon. You talk to him. You work it out between the two of you. Basically, Shimon could have won against Reuven. Because if Reuven had sued Shimon, Shimon would have a Pesha Asar. Right? So, Levi with Hoshea by admitting things that weren't necessary to admit. Not that he should have lied, Chas v'Shalom. He should have just said, I bought it from Shimon. What do you need me to tell you what Shimon thinks? Go talk to Shimon. Right? So since Levi is Poshea, therefore Levi deserves to lose his money. The Rif, I think, sounds different. Why does the Rif sound different? Because the Rif's Lashon is, listen to this, he is like Pseida by the Odulef, he has Pseida Hefsid through his Odah, he has an Hefsid, it's his own Hefsid. Well, I deloy by the Mizban Ara Hachin. He shouldn't have bought land like this. What it means he shouldn't have bought land like this? What do you mean he shouldn't have bought land like this? Maybe the shot is, and this is what the Masiva suggests, that maybe it's Levi's Pshia for buying the land from Shimon. And therefore, he doesn't deserve his money back. How is it Levi's Pshia for buying land from Shimon? Is it more Shimon's Pshia for selling? It's my Pshia because I bought land from you that didn't have a clear title. Is it more your Pshia for selling land that didn't have a clear title? So this, this makes a lot of sense if you hold like the other one telling against the right of it. As a matter of fact, some people bring this a right and the riff holds against the right of it. What does this mean? Remember what the older Reuven Rishonim holds. If you say you bought it from Reuven, that's fine. It's only, I only lose because I knew separately that Reuven's the Marikano. Then the answer is, Shimon didn't do it. Shimon sold you the land. That was all Kashim Yasher. How is he supposed to know that you have independent knowledge that Reuven's the Marikano? You should have mentioned that at the time. Then he wouldn't have sold it to you. Then he would have said, I don't want to get you into a brach. It's your fault, because if you have independent knowledge that Ruby's Marakama, you shouldn't buy something without clarifying whether you can defend yourself in court. So maybe the second way of disagreeing with Rashbam is not say it's your fault for blabbing and opening your mouth too much in court, it's your fault for buying it, which works well according to Rovi showing against the right of it. The Nesivas and the Tumen both pointed out, the Nesivas goes even further. This is what the Nesivos quotes from the Tumim. This is what the Nesivos quotes from the. This is what the Nesivos quotes from the Tumim. That it's your fault for buying something when you had independent knowledge
and some of independent knowledge shouldn't buy it. I only meant to sell it to people who didn't have independent knowledge. So that's the second explanation of why it was Levi's fault. The truth is that in Rabbeinu Yonah, he doesn't actually say it was Levi's fault for doing something wrong. In Rabbeinu Yonah, he just says, Shimon says, look, I could have won in court. I have the right to this land. And the Nesivos also doesn't say it's necessarily anyone's fault. He just says that it's not the Mocher's fault. It's not the Mocher's fault. So it could be that what the Nesivos means and what the Nesivos means, maybe what Rabbeinu Yonah means, is just that even if it's not Levi's fault, even if it's not Levi's fault, it's also not Shimon's fault. After all, Shimon sold you land, and not that it's not Shimon's fault. Maybe he could have warned you, he could have given you advice in court. He knew he was getting you into a difficult situation. Let me say it a little better. What does Jesus say? It's only drama that he got you into a difficult situation. He can sue him for drama. Maybe what he thinks is that you only get a refund if Shimon had no, if you only get a refund if Shimon had no right to the land. If Shimon put you in a difficult situation, that's not grounds for a refund. Achrayus doesn't mean that if you put me in a situation where I'm going to lose, I have the right to a refund. Achrayus only means if you sold land that wasn't yours, I have the right to a refund. And at the time you sold it, you had a valid title. So I'm saying that there are three ways, kits are three ways to screw the Rashbam. I'm not going to put on the board. One way is Shimon doesn't have to give a refund. He says, Levi, the Ritva, it's your pshia for blabbing, talking too much in court. Second way is the Rif. Shimon says to Levi, the Rif and the Tumen, it's your fault. I'm not giving you a refund. It's your fault because you shouldn't have bought it from me if you had outside knowledge. Then Tumen tightens up the Rif. The third way of this means Rashbam is maybe what the Nesivos means. Shimon says, oh, it's actually my fault that you lost money because I shouldn't have said these things to you without warning you what to say and what not to say, and I was goring you to lose money. But that's not grounds for a refund because Achrayus doesn't mean I give you a refund if I made you lose money. Achrayus means I give you a refund if I had no right to own this land, and I had the right to own this land. The fact that I made you lose money is just a grumma that I did to you, but Achrayus doesn't cover making you lose money. Achrayus only covers, the right to a refund only covers selling land I had no right to sell. So it could be a machlokas about what the rules of Achrayus are in the first place. And the Rashbam would then hold that, what would the Rashbam hold? Achrayus covers making you lose money. It's not your fault you lost money, it's my fault you lost money. We didn't get a chance to go Vayter in the Gemara, but we'll have to go Vayter in the Gemara next time. We'll very quickly get to the last few lines, and the last few lines are a big sugya. I gave you Makoros already on half of this big sugya of the last few lines of Daf Lamed Amid Beis and the first few lines of Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph, and then I'll send out Makoros later for the rest of that sugya. The rest of that sugya is really going to be, mostly the discussion of the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis. And if you want to know what I'm going to add to Makoros 46, the Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis and Tosos there, Dibur Maskel Vitzarech, and the and the Rabbeinu Yonah on our sugya, and the Rabbeinu Yonah on our sugya, and the probably the Ramban and the Rashba and the Ritva on our sugya. Okay, that's what we're gonna start with. Basically, the discussion of Tosos, Lamed Tes Amid Beis, Rashi, and Tzarech, and all the Rishonim and Arsugi who discussed that same question of Tosos from Tzarech Mufla, Kol Shalosh V'Shalosh, and I'll send it to the first later, Amir Tzah Hashem. Okay, you'll get the last board, please. Please feel free to ask questions. 42.